Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Tariffs will, of course, impact growth in the coming years. So the question then arises as to how we respond to this challenge. We do this with a plan to strengthen the resilience we have shown in the past, underpinned by a sensible budget that will safeguard our future.
Yeah, that was Pascal Donoghue there talking about safeguarding the future. It was a very steady-as-she-goes budget. Kira, just before we get to the meat of it, I just one thing that bugged me yesterday, and sorry, the budget is not beyond criticism by any means. There was things in it I didn't like. But the narrative coming from the opposition about builders and developers, you're giving money to builders and developers as if there's some kind of evil force. I think it's populist and I think it's a dangerous narrative. We need to build hundreds of thousands of homes. Of course, the state is going to do some of that and we need social housing. But who's going to build the rest of those hundreds of thousands of homes? It's developers and builders. We drove out investment funds because of this kind of populist nonsense, the vulture funds and all that. We need them back. We need to build apartments. We need builders and we need to build and we need developers. So demonising them is the worst thing we can do. And it really annoyed me yesterday. It's so short-sighted. Labelling, branding, we need to get away from it and build houses.
Yeah, I don't disagree with any of that from you.
What did you make of the budget?
To me, I was more looking at, I suppose, the meat and two veg of the budget. And the bottom line is, and there's loads of stuff in there, and I think most people are aware of what is and isn't in the budget by this stage. But the bottom line is the average worker is 500 quid worse off on this budget than they were before this budget. And in the face of rising energy costs, carbon taxes, rising grocery costs, I actually do believe that that is a bit of a slap in the face to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael's own voters. Because if you wanted to be penalised for doing well, you could vote any clather of left-wing parties if you wanted that would like to see you taxed and would like to see you be the ones that pay for everything if you're in that cohort of the squeezed middle. But within that cohort of the squeezed middle, I think we saw nothing. We saw nothing given back. And there's something very peculiar politically in biting the hand that feeds. These are the people who voted Fine Gael. These are the people who voted Fianna Fáil. They got nothing. Everybody else is looked after. Businesses looked after. Pensioners are looked after. Social welfare people. I do think at full employment, incentivising work is a good idea in a way that is possibly better than incentivising a bit like what Cormac Lucy said yesterday. But at the bottom line is, I think ordinary workers, ordinary families, people who pay mortgages and childcare and what was kind of tongue-in-cheek called the people who get up early in the morning, they got nothing. And they are the backbone. They are the little red hens of Irish society. They are the ones that keep going, just keep swimming, earn all the money, pay all the taxes. Mm. And there was nothing for them. And I think two things. The squeeze middle can only take so much before they, well, I actually think, would move to the right. I think that's something that would happen. But also, these are the people who voted for this government and they are the people who are actually left out of this budget. And I think that's an issue.
Yeah, I slightly disagree with you. I mean, I don't disagree with the argument you're making. That is what happened. But I don't really want to live in a country where governments, like the Republicans would do in the States, look after those who voted for them. I want to live in a country where you look after those who are most in need. I would also make the point that I think if the economy is booming and close to overheating, I think tax cuts, that's the kind of thing we did in the Celtic Tiger era with disastrous consequences. If you pour more fuel on the flames, it's going to lead to more inflation. It's going to lead to higher house prices. So while I would be critical of measures like the VAT cut, I'm not sure the logic of that stands up to much scrutiny. I'm not sure tax cuts would have been a good idea. So I would slightly disagree in relation to that. But let us know what you think. Are you part of the squeeze middle? Are you annoyed? Do you feel alienated and left out by this budget? Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
And for more on Budget 2026, I'm joined now by Minister for Enterprise, Tourism and Employment, Peter Burke and Sinn Féin TD and spokesperson for public expenditure and chair of the Finance Committee, Mairead Farrell. Good morning to you both. Mairead, I might come to you first. I suppose in brief, because there's an awful lot that went on yesterday, but your overall reaction to Budget 2026.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
To be honest, probably the most shocking thing is that we've had like one of the biggest tax packages in the history of the state, and there was nothing there for workers. Like, for workers who are commuting into work now this morning, they are worse off. It just seems like the government hasn't heard that they are struggling. Like, I mean, so many people are working so hard, working so many hours, and it is really, really difficult to make ends meet, let alone have any kind of disposable income to be able to live a life. And that's reality. It just seems to have... I was shocked. I genuinely believed that there would have been something in there for workers. Even when Pascal Dunhue had announced at the weekend that there wasn't going to be anything in it for workers in terms of tax, I did think something would come up on budget day. So I'm really surprised that that hasn't happened.
Let's go to you, Peter Burke. You've heard what Mairead said. Why nothing for workers? They voted for you. They put their faith in you that you would look after them, and you haven't.
Well, first of all, Budget 2026 really focuses on job creation, because the most important thing we can have in our economy are high value jobs. And the decisions that were taken yesterday will yield huge resources into our economy in the years ahead, particularly in relation to research, development and innovation. You'll see new labs being constructed, new products, new innovations and services, and they will run our public service and contribute to the exchequer in the years ahead. And that's the critical thing. I know all your listeners going to work this morning, 2.82 million people, which is a record, will know that they hear the news every single day, the uncertainties that is right around the globe, and that affects Ireland, it affects our inward investment, and that's why you need a budget that will accelerate that investment. It won't let it go through a period where it resides, because if it does, it would have very significant implications in our economy, because we know that foreign direct investment and our Indigenous economy, it's not like a tap, you just can't turn it on and off, it
sure
needs to flow and it needs confidence, and that's what this budget will do.
But Minister, you just said there you want to prioritise jobs. We're at full employment. Why incentivise jobs ahead of putting money into people's pockets that are being squeezed?
Because there is risk. I know as Enterprise Minister that the IDA lost 6% of its base last year. That's very significant. If that were to continue, we would be in significant trouble. And that's what we want to do, is to give a very strong enterprise jobs budget to ensure that we accelerate job creation. Because I know I worked for over a decade as a chartered accountant, the longest working part of my life. I was in boardrooms over a decade ago when the discussions were, how many employees are we going to let go this week? I don't want to ever go into those boardrooms again and see those discussions. And that's why we never take job creation for granted. And it's important that we do really accelerate investment in that area at a time when there is concern. And I would say for people to say there's nothing in it for Middle Ireland, 400,000 people who work get the rent tax credit. We know we have the gas and electricity 9%. We know we have transport and school measures that are right at the heart of making it affordable for families. We know the public service pay deal has gone up by 1%. It's gone up by 10.25% over the last 3 years. These are key things, and there's also targeted measures. And one of the key things we have to do, Ciara, and be honest about this, we can't make once-off payments multi-annual, because if we do, again, we'll put stress on our public finances and we'll be in trouble.
Mairead, what do you say about this? This is future-proofing the economy. This is about creating jobs, and it is not populist, unlike what you're saying.
The problem is at the moment, Ciara, is that a job is no longer a guarantee of a good life. And what people will see this morning when they're travelling to work is that the only thing that they've seen really from government this morning for them is the fact that their petrol and diesel prices are going up. If you're stuck in traffic today on your way to work in Galway City, right, which realistically, if you're on your way to work in Galway City, you're going to be stuck in traffic because of underinvestment in terms of our road infrastructure in Galway, as well as like public transport, all those things over decades, right? All you're going to see is you have no other choice but to drive into work. And all you're going to see from this government today, this morning, is that your petrol and diesel prices are going up.
So how would Sinn Féin have done it differently?
Well, what we would have done is we would have cut the USC or eliminated the USC from the first 40 grand of that you earn. That impacts on all workers. That impacts on anybody who's going into work today, because that's the kind of thing that actually puts money back into people's pockets. And not only is that good for the people themselves, but it's also good for the economy. See people, no matter where they live, when they have more disposable income coming in or being able to make ends meet, then there is also more money within the local economy. That's the kind of action that's needed. See people not being able to afford housing realistically in this day and age. People find it really hard to pay for childcare or indeed access childcare. All those things aren't a sign of a good functioning economy. Like if you can't do those basic things, a strong functioning economy has
when you cut the USC, so therefore you have less income coming into the exchequer, what would you cut correspondingly to allow you to do that?
Well, the things we wouldn't have done. So, like, we have put forward a fully costed alternative budget. You don't, in a budget, you don't do like for like, I'm going to cut this, I'm going to do that. You do a fully costed thing with a whole range, suite of measures, and as anybody would know. But things we wouldn't have done. To be honest, we wouldn't have done that 250, quarter of a billion euro for developers on apartment and the sale of apartments that have already been built. Any apartments that are being sold next year have already been built. Is there going to be a knock-on effect? So, for example, most apartments at the moment are being bought by the approved housing bodies. That's the reality of the situation. Is there going to be a knock-on effect, or is that price going to be guaranteed that's going to be sold next year?
Let's bring Peter back in. You did make choices. You didn't cut the USE, and you did give, a bonanza, as some people are describing it, to developers. What do you say to that?
Absolutely not. Well, first of all, Sinn Féin will never be held to account for what it says it will do. It's put 13.4 billion euro of a plan together, which is well above the parameters that are safe. And we know what IFAC and the Fiscal Advisory Council and all those have said in relation to budgetary packages. They've 23 separate tax increases at a time when our enterprise economy is under significant threat. And also, which I cannot understand, they're proposing to raise stamp duty by 66%. So if you're a farmer and you're considering consolidating your holdings, or if you're looking to buy a premises as a business owner, they will put 66% additional stamp duty right on top of your business model. They're also looking at only putting around 38 million into R&D. Again, no vision there. You need to ensure that our economy can get those new jobs of the future, because I know as Enterprise Minister, when I look in Loud and I see BD or Cardinal Health over in Tullamore, you know, manufacturing that's been there in the medium term, they can lose out because they haven't got the innovation. And this will accelerate that.
You're talking about being pro-worker, but are you anti-business?
No, absolutely not. And this is the whole point. It isn't a situation where you're going to be either pro one or pro the other. That's not the way it is. And when we do talk about what we said that we would do in an alternative budget, when we're talking about the 4 billion extra, that's 4 billion extra in capital, because you can't have a strong functioning economy if you don't invest in terms of capital. Like, there are promises that this government have made and that they have not put the money in to actually deliver. So if before the last local election, Stephen Donnelly was out telling everybody that they're going to deliver 3,000 acute beds before 2031. The government has failed to actually account for them. They haven't put the capital in terms of
NDP. I'm going to give the last word to Peter, because you had the first one. Okay. What about those promises that you made in your programme for government that you haven't met? Things like the childcare, the changes that were expected and hoped for by many families around this country that haven't been brought in this budget.
Well, firstly, Ciara, this is the first budget of five. So we have five budgets to implement the programme for government. If we were to try or even attempt to do it all in one budget, that would not be safe for the country, or would it be credible? What we have to do is ensure, first of all, for childcare, we have 35,000 more places coming in. I know doing my clinics every single week, access every single issue comes up. We need more access to childcare. We're focused on access and to have career pathways for people in the sector, which is very important. And critically, you have to ensure that you invest in infrastructure. And that's why, as a government, we've increased infrastructure investment by about 107%, over 15.8 billion euro this year. And that's have had, since 2020, about 800 new school projects right around our country, a world-class broadband fibre optic plan that we see the benefits of for our enterprise economy. All and right. Those are the incremental improvements. Look, and housing we will continue with.
We will leave it there, but thank you both for joining us this morning. That is the Minister for Enterprise, Tourism and Employment, Peter Burke, and Sinn Féin TD spokesperson for Public Expenditure and Chair of the Finance Committee, Mairead Farrell. Let us know what you think. Let us know, particularly if you are the squeezed middle worker who is listening this morning in your car, as Mairead Farrell just said, how you feel about Budget 2026.
Up next,
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman,
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.